Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ed Bush. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sig Jackuki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sig Jackuki. And now, play ball. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackuki fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackuki fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hall fields it, throws to first for one, and the throw to the plate, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estalella strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to home to get Hayes. Siebert moves to third. Bush moves to second. Two outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. Christman reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jakuki fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estolella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris strikes out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall strikes out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. White steals second. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrison. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Garrison steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Epps pinch hits for Frank Mancuso. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Sig Jackuki. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Epps moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Epps scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Hayworth now catching. Hal Epps now playing center field. Jack Kramer now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Estolella takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Estolella trying to get to third. Epps throws the ball in to Christman, who tags Estolella for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Burns moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Browns, 3. Joe Barry now pitching. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Epps strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall strikes out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garrison hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Christman reaches second base with a double. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Epps is walked intentionally. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christman scores. Epps moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.